We go to Cork now. It's been a long road for Photo Wildlife Park. It closed 10 weeks ago after bird flu, but some good news now. The wildlife park reopens tomorrow. Its director, Aileen Tennant, is on the line now. Aileen, you must be delighted this morning.
Good morning, Keane. Yes, we are incredibly excited. It's been a long journey, as you said. 10 weeks is a significant amount of time for the wildlife park. But yes, delighted tomorrow morning, 9:30, the gates will be thrown back open to welcome in all our wonderful visitors who we've missed dearly through this closure.
Oh, sure. Look, it'll be great to have a bit of activity there and people going back. But it's been hard going as well for Fota. Birds needed to be put down. How many did you lose?
So, yes, we had some difficult decisions to make throughout this particular crisis. We lost 73 birds from the park's collection. So we had to go through quite a significant number of I suppose, decision-making factors. And, you know, we worked very closely with the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine to look at a very comprehensive strategy of targeted mitigation measures. These, you know, included having to separate our birds from the wild population, implementing very robust biosecurity measures. And the positive, I suppose, in this, we have a very proactive vaccination program here at the park. And thankfully, the birds in our care remain disease-free, which is very positive.
I was struck always when I was down there by the pelican in the pond. Did the pelican survive?
The pelican, Walter, is still with us, thankfully. He's going to be in his own separated area, which we call an epidemiological unit. So, but the visitors will still be able to see Walter.
But were other endangered species impacted?
So we managed to keep all of our endangered species, the ones of very high conservation value, safe. And sadly, just in relation to what you mentioned about euthanasia, we did have to unfortunately lose some of the birds, which are non-endangered. But visitors will be able to see some of the larger species, such as the ostrich, the blue-throated macaw and so on around the park when they arrive to visit us.
Well, look, the good news is that Fota reopens tomorrow. So what's your advice to people going there? People with annual passes?
So our annual pass holders, basically, are back open as normal. We can't wait to have families in the doors to us. Things will be very much the same as they were. There's some smaller changes. So our duck feeder will be closed. You will see some wild birds. We're a very attractive site for migratory birds. So you will see some birds, but some of our rarer species, such as Hawaiian geese, will be off show. But apart from that, all of the other animals in our care, they continue to receive the best care. The team are still working, as you know, to care for these animals. So we just look forward to everybody having the usual wonderful Fota Wildlife Park experience.
Well, Aileen, best of luck tomorrow when you reopen. Fota Wildlife Park Director Aileen Tennant, thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 8:51.